You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Hi.
Everyone.
Bing.
Is.
For.
Doing.
And.
We're.
Here.
Doing.
Another. Insert title.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
For.
Season.
Four.
Episode.
Left.
13.
Before we.
Entitled.
Oh, entitled.
The.
This sucks.
Final three.
Bing is for doing. Make sure you're doing Bing, because we obviously can't do this shit, right? Next.
Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. Sitting next to me is.
Courtney Stewart.
On the couch, we have.
Natalie Bratney.
Across from me.
Jackie Borowski.
And finally.
Cameron Marston.
And we're here. We're back for another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. We do apologize for the intro.
We tried to be cute.
And it didn't work.
It's left over the game, because clearly on our video screen, we have the game after.
Where's RuPaul?
So this is not the game. This
Let's
is RuPaul's
be
Drag Race.
Likely to be a drag queen.
Any of the actresses who isn't reoccurring anymore.
GCB?
Actually,
Glee.
Can I make a
game
comment?
Thrones? Let's go through all the G's.
Wendy Raquel's wigs are probably the best on the game
she's
than
had
any
some accidents. But
well,
mostly,
for the most part,
she's doing well.
Yeah.
Get it,
no
we
gold fingernail polish.
Well, uh-uh. See, some what's her name was loving the gold nail polish.
Yeah. Who? Our little co-host from last.
Who had gold nail polish?
Okay, it doesn't matter. So
they got the computer going out. Very urban Johnny.
Woo! Ronnie.
I'm calling you Johnny.
Oh.
You get Johnny.
That takes me back to, we went to the screening, Cam and I and some friends, we went to the screening of Car Wash, and that kind of happened.
That was hilarious.
Okay, so circle. Final three. What do you guys think of this episode?
Boo.
I like them. For once, I agree. Usually, Kenny's the one to say, oh, this was boring. And I'm like, no. And I completely defend it. I got nothing.
Well,
I got nothing. There was no... why was it just the video? That's what I don't understand. Why was it just them shooting the video? They could have done so much more with that episode. P.S., which we've already seen before this episode came out, we had already seen the Glamazon video, so we didn't need to see, like,
the
enormous amounts of making of it. You could have done that as, like, a recap show online.
That's true.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch the episode?
No, the Glamazon video.
Oh.
Yeah, I hadn't seen the actual video online.
But what do you guys think of the episode?
I think there were some things that they kind of shoved in there, like, I have a feeling, because they haven't decided. The reunion's tomorrow. Well, they probably have decided, but I think I'm stupid right now. But, sorry. I think they tried to humanize Fifi a little bit in this episode.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Could it work for you?
I mean, she was punched by her dad, which is
or put in the hospital.
Awful.
Wow, yeah. That was a... Ooh, those
was like
eyes.
The hardcore eye roll. I know. It wasn't just like one. It was like flutter.
Oh, wow.
That was whack.
What are your thoughts on that? Why? Just express your feelings.
So I always sympathize with the story, but...
She was put in the hospital. By her father.
I mean,
that is pretty.
No,
it is. It
up.
Is rough. Oh no, I was telling Jackie. I appreciated the process that they showed with Chad Michaels and understanding Fifi and wanting to forgive her.
Or apologize.
That being said,
apologize. Yeah.
The different. What bothers me about Fifi is not the drive. It's not the hunger. Hey, be hungry. You know, get your money, $100,000. You know, spotlight and attention. But when you do it, stepping on other people's backs the way she has, even though it's just verbal, you're literally taking other people down. Not by your own talent. You're literally
being nasty.
Defaming them.
Yeah.
You're being nasty. You're not letting your talent lead you there.
But do you not, but you don't think that is a part of her growth, as Chad said?
I do, but that for me, that doesn't warrant that you should be the next drag superstar.
Are you referring to instances where she would give other the other girls like bad advice before they would go on the run?
On purpose.
Like Julie, that one episode.
Yeah, no, it was very clear.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, she's hungry. Doesn't...
Okay. Remind everyone to download us on iTunes, make your comments, go to YouTube. She's smirking because she wrote down iTunes to remind me, so I really appreciate that.
So let's plug iTunes. Go ahead.
So make your comments. We enjoy them, good and bad. You know, download us on iTunes.
And on that note,
you guys have been great for commenting on YouTube, but now please comment on iTunes.
Yes. Thanks. Yes. Make sure you're commenting
on iTunes. Put us back in the top 10 on iTunes.
Because YouTube is supposedly, we're blowing it out the park.
We're blowing up on YouTube. Thanks for that, but now blow up iTunes.
By the way, I rewatched the Willem episode, which was amazingly funny. Amazing.
We all love Willem.
So thank you again to Willem for stopping by. Shanji, where are you?
We would like to see you in the studio.
That's always been my personal. I would love to speak with her one on one. You and I are on. Yeah. Courtney, your thoughts? Episode?
I mean, it was kind of lame. I kind of was like not even that excited about the runway and their outfits, which was kind of sad for me. And I really was pissed off to know that we didn't get a selection of a winner. In addition, I wanted to empathize with Fifi and like feel really bad. And I did feel really bad, especially like being put in the hospital at 18 by your dad and knowing you haven't spoken to him
on your birthday.
For 7 years.
I totally got all that.
I totally get that. But then I really kind of hated the whole Chad, like, I should let you be a 25-year-old asshole. That's your right. It's never your right to be an asshole, ever.
Chad is, he's got such a good heart. Like, Chad obviously has such a big, open, like, warm heart that he almost, to his detriment, is too kind to people. It's like, I'm sure Chad fell on his face, like, 100 times before he became who he is, and I'm sure lots of people do. And so it's Fifi's turn to fall on her face a bunch of times until she finally gets it and becomes, hopefully, a more open person and a bigger-hearted person instead of such a nasty, stabby person.
And when did it become wrong to check somebody when they're wrong? Like, I don't feel like Chad stepped out of line at any point and was disrespectful to Fifi. No. Like, you have to be like me, bitch. Like, none of that. Like, if somebody's in the wrong, like, you have, especially as a supposed to be elder, like, I'm trying to, like, help you out.
Guide
you can
you.
Give
yeah.
you your peace. Like, I'm not going to force you. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink. I don't see anything wrong with what Chad did.
I think
I understand why the hell he was like, baby, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know.
Because
I didn't like it.
Well, I mean, let's call it what it is. Kenny, we're queer. We're queer. We're here. Chad has that soft character. Doesn't want to make waves as much as possible because you never know down the line when you're going to be in a situation. And I think she just wants to smooth it over. She doesn't take that stance. She kind of rides in the middle. That's why I don't. I like Sharon Needles, but
Sharon was like,
I'm okay
I'm
with
not
Chad.
Apologize.
I'm okay with Sharon or Chad winning, but for me, that's why the judges constantly talk about show some character because she rides the safe zone. She's in the middle. She's professional. Don't get me wrong. She can dance. She's seasoned. My personal feelings about Chad are, I don't think it's fair that she has had work done, literal like injections in her face.
Right.
That being said, she beats Fifi. I'm fine with it, but the forgiving Fifi thing. I kind of thought that was like a cop out. Like,
yes.
Put her in check. As the older generation, 40 years old, you need to teach them that it's not okay to be that way. People go through shit, and we've talked about this over and over again. I'm here to help support you and help you move past that. Don't step on my back, bitch.
Well, it's a competition. It is a competition.
Yes.
But your talent should speak for itself. You don't got to drag me down to make you look better.
But she's
kick
hungry.
You in your pooch.
Would you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is going to be... There's really nothing to talk about as far as in order of...
Oh.
I just want to just jump around. First of all, I want to get your thoughts on the whole situation as far as picking a winner. Do you think... Now, here's my question. Now, am I wrong for thinking this? That the votes are going to... count as far as who wins.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. I think
Sharon's going to win.
No.
Sharon was trending on Twitter all last night.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Know it.
Because at the end of the episode, they said, go on Twitter and Facebook and pick your winner.
So she lip-synced her ass off. I'm sorry.
I think she was the best.
She did the best job.
However,
it was very faculty the way she did that.
We also have to keep in mind.
She did it with snakes on her hands, okay?
But listen, we have to keep in mind the editing, and I think she got That's a lot true. More like airtime as far as editing.
Really? I think Fifi got a lot of. She was jumping around like a little Pop-Tart. I felt like they showed her way too much.
And she was doing the same old like
Britney. Doing too much, doing too much.
Garbage.
I think Sharon.
That's too hard.
And so was that wig trick. And she looked like a linebacker in that little onesie.
Her, I think the outfits, outfit.
I think all the outfits. See, we are truly jumping around. I think all the outfits sucked. I did like that Octopussy though.
I liked Octopussy. I did not like Sharon Chad's wig.
Right.
Yeah. That was weird.
But tell me you didn't. Okay. I was something else. That whole bodysuit she had because she's
I love that.
She's on point when it comes to body shaping. Yes. If she didn't have those thigh leg straps, I think that would have been a hot outfit. I didn't like the thigh leg straps, right? You know, if you're going to go with the body like that,
go
take those leg straps. It looks like, it almost looks like she had running shorts on.
Even Versace if she's or not, I'm thick, sorry. They made her look thick, and she's not a thick queen.
No.
Right. But the straps just...
Without those straps, I thought it was weird.
I just think the wig ruined it.
Well, even in the video that, you know, where the three of them are standing in front of her one at a time, that wig was jacked, wasn't it?
And even though I think Sharon did the best job...
I didn't like Sharon's wig.
I didn't like her outfit. She didn't. Yeah, she needed to suck her stomach in. She needed fangs.
She was like, "What's with this stomach?"
She looked like she was kind of pregnant.
Yeah, no body shape.
Wait, are we talking the runway or the
runway?
The runway.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't.
We apologize. For... We are jumping around. Yeah, but no. It's okay. Yeah. Stick with it.
Talk about the video.
I liked RuPaul's dress and hair and hat. That was my favorite RuPaul dress, hair, hat situation.
Dress was okay.
For the entire
the hat.
She looked like she could go to the royal wedding.
The hat. I love the entire thing. That was my favorite for the entire
And I loved her when she was sitting down with them for lunch in her hair.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Her wig.
So, first of all, I want to bring up the whole Raja, and I didn't even recognize her. She looked like Beyonce.
With the hair?
Was it just me?
The red hair?
Tyra Sanchez.
I mean, she looked like Tyra Sanchez.
I love the red hair.
I didn't recognize her.
I didn't like that wig at all. It was a hot mess.
Okay, so we're talking about age. Do you think age has a defining factor in a winner? Because Tyra is 21 and she won.
Well, she's 23. She won it. Yeah, right.
I think age only defines you if
you're an asshole.
If you let it define you. If you haven't grown.
Did you guys remember that season? She was kind of an asshole.
But she was also fierce.
And Phoebe is not fierce.
Phoebe is mediocre.
There's a difference. Here's the thing. It's like there's a difference between being able to stand up and take charge and be hungry for it and then try and backstab everybody and basically sabotage other people on your way up.
Right.
Tyra was hungry, but I don't remember her stabbing anybody in the back.
Right.
She had a child. That changes you. Do we have a phone call?
We do
I
have a phone call. Yeah.
Hello?
Do we have a caller on the line?
How
Hello?
You doing?
What's the phone sound effect?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Josie.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Jose.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just going to give you an update from an official viewing site. I'm in Seattle, and I see the show every week live in the bar, you know, with drag queens.
Hey.
Drag queens.
Wow.
First of all,
can you watch AfterBuzz in
the
a
crowd
bar?
Screaming and yelling. Wait. So I just wanted to tell you that we had logo Degasol badges, like for which team we support, CP or Sharon or... Chad Michaels, and people were throwing the CT badges back at the drag queen.
Not
a good sign.
That is not good. Mystery caller, can we get your name?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting to just jump on the air. My name's Farish, and I'm a photographer, and I do fashion and street photography.
Hey.
And write about drag queens sometimes.
Oh,
thank
you for calling. So, what team are you on? Obviously,
Obviously,
not Phoebe.
You know, I'm on Team Latrice, actually.
Oh, we were too.
Actually, on my blog, I'm in the process of. I have a picture of Latrice wearing the crown and holding the check. You know, that
Yeah.
And I'm going to make a write-in Latrice picture and start posting it on Tumblr tomorrow.
So. Oh, I love it. We'll have to check that out.
I like the fact that you are starting your own campaign.
Let's get her on All Stars.
Yeah.
Why not? I think All Stars have already been determined.
So if you, my name's Farish, F-A-R-R-I-S-H. And so just look on my blog. If you just Google Farish Photos or Farish Carter,
right on.
You'll be able to find it tomorrow. Actually, I just put up a picture of the badges. So if you go to my blog, you can see
awesome.
what the badges look like. I just put it up like 10 minutes ago.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Farish. We'll definitely check it out. I wrote down your
info.
We
can tweet that and retweet
that. Yeah, and I'm a big AfterBuzz fan. Yay.
Oh,
yeah.
We're so happy
good about Drag Race, and it's so nice to hear other people are excited about it because I think it's an awesome show.
Thank you so much for calling.
Download us on iTunes.
Hey, and let me ask just two things. I mean, I heard you guys touch on both of them, but what is up? I mean, I really thought that Sharon, I was so disappointed in her final runway outfit.
So are we.
Not her best.
I mean, you know, I mean, I've had a couple absolute cocktails by runway time, you know, but I'm just still less than excited. I mean, if it had been like week three and she'd shown up like that, I wonder what the judges would have thought.
Well, my only problem was there was no kind of a theme for the runway, and they all kind of came out in leotards.
I think they had an opportunity to show their
they look like they live in
the
Amazon.
That's totally true, and you guys mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I think that they're very unclear sometimes about what the runway theme is.
Yeah. They don't mention it.
It seems like the judges really are, I mean, obviously the judges have been told what the theme is, and sometimes we aren't very clear on that. So they'll be very critical. And I'm like, well, what is the thing? You know, I have to kind of figure out what the theme is. I wish they would write it in a blurb on the bottom of the screen or something. But, I was very disappointed in that. And then the other thing is, what happened to Tiber? Why does she look that way?
The hair.
I liked it.
Her fiery, burnt-orange hair.
Her wig was a little busted.
Someone mentioned something about her hairline.
I liked the volume of it. I didn't like the hairline.
Yeah.
The hairline was jacked. I think she had braces for a little while, right?
Now they're off. She might have Invisalign or rear
braces or whatever. So she's not ugly. She's cute.
Right.
I liked her eyeliner.
Well, I mean, she used to really be, like, sickeningly beautiful. I mean, I'm just watching the old episodes on
Netflix?
Not Tumblr, on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch that season on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
She turns it out. She's gorgeous. And last night I was like, who is that?
Yeah, I thought the same
thing.
Her
shoes
were really whack. LA can do that to a queen.
She's all run down now. Sorry.
So, anyway.
Thank you, so I'm
glad to hear that other people were shocked by her appearance. So.
You're not the only one.
Well, you know what? Farish Photos. We will check that out and tweet it out or retweet it. And
Courtney's got you up over here speaking. So thank you for calling.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah,
thank you for watching.
And also, Willem, if I can't have Latrice, I'm Willem.
So my
team basically got voted off, so I was Willem, Latrice, and Sharon for the finals.
Did you
so
love Willem on our show? Wasn't he the funniest shit ever? Did you watch him on our show?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And he was awesome on you guys' show.
Amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
His timing is off the chain.
Yeah, it's kind of too good, actually.
Totally. I agree completely.
Well, thank you again for calling.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it was great talking to you guys. And maybe I can touch base with you.
Yeah, call us next week and give us your feedback for next week as
Run it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Farish.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right.
So there you have it.
Awesome.
Squeak people in San Antonio that are watching us.
He's in Seattle.
I thought he said the whole bar was watching our show.
No.
They're watching Drag Race. Whole bar, you need to start watching our show too.
Yeah. By the way, I actually walked by, there's a bar in West Hollywood called Mickey's, and they do the Drag Race every Monday.
Right.
And I was at the gym while the show was actually airing.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was walking to my car, I saw everyone, and it was crowded on a Monday night. Mm-hmm. And this was after everything had been said and done. I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to get home. And then I finally got home. And I was like,
So what did Kenny do? Kenny went to Amazon.
I did.
But he realized that you can go to AfterBuzzTV.com.
Exactly.
And click on a banner that says Amazon.
And right. buy things.
And buy like, things.
And we know it sounds like a spiel, guys. We're not asking you to buy anything from AfterBuzz or AfterBuzz related. Just go through AfterBuzzTV.com to get to Amazon. It
helps us out a lot.
It helps us
out. Support us.
It's a win-win situation.
We understand the spiel, but we don't ask for much. We don't get paid here. We do it for fun. We do it for you guys. We think it's, you know, we enjoy it. It's entertaining. But AfterBuzzTV.com, click on Amazon. The Amazon banner at the top, and it'll redirect you to their site.
And go shopping.
Buy your shoes, and then go to iTunes and download us and make a comment.
And open-toe shoes. Remember that. Toes should not be hanging off the edge, RuPaul.
No toe
clips. What is it called?
Please.
Claw hangers?
Yeah, what did you call them?
Favorite
hangers?
Term.
Mm-hmm.
Claw hangers.
Wait, so who had on open toes?
Oh, RuPaul.
Oh, I missed that.
When she was beating people up.
The three at a time. Yeah, her toes
Cam
were hanging over the edge.
Cam made me rewind it. It was that offensive to him.
No, I didn't see it. I wasn't
females trying. It doesn't matter. I mean, even guys, when you're...
You think Ru would know how to fix that. They sell things like at Aldo where you can keep your toes from going over your heel. So I bought some.
Okay.
They sell inserts.
Attention to detail, obviously. We're going to go to a commercial. We're going to come right back, and then we are going to finish discussing the episode.
AfterBuzz.
AfterBuzz.
TV. At least I thought we were going to
commercial. Okay. Then I'll make this face.
No,
I can't turn.
I think we're back.
Oh, we're back. Hey, what up?
So there did you catch that face?
No, maybe. So what? I'm kind of stuck. Okay, so have we discussed everything?
Can we discuss how vulnerable Sharon was in this episode? I really appreciated that.
But I like Sharon. I didn't think Sharon was that vulnerable.
I felt when he was talking about his Alaska? Partner, when he couldn't dance. I thought he
That's
came out
true.
As vulnerable.
But you know what? This is what I
but
like about Sharon.
But he saves face. He will never break down. He saves face.
Yeah, he tried his hardest about the whole dancing. And what they showed in the actual video wasn't that bad. As far as the boyfriend thing, I think that's a difficult situation. I mean, the boyfriend tried out 4 years and never got on.
Yes.
He tried out once and is in the final. Ouch. I mean,
I would feel if it was me in that situation and I was dating that person, I would feel guilty or uncomfortable.
And how would you go back to dealing with that person once
take
you
take 50,000?
Because after and you have to remember, it's like they haven't. Right, they haven't talked to each other for this amount of time, I'm assuming, you know, because
and they haven't
usually that's
a
the
winner
case.
Yet.
And so they haven't talked for all this time, and then he's going to go back and say something to him. That's going to be a lot of built-up tension.
I can't read that.
Real quick. Sharon doesn't throw people under the bus. She doesn't make excuses about the lack of risk. She talks about, she's very open, I can dance, I suck. She doesn't throw people under the bus. She rips, but she doesn't rip to drag them down. It's just like she makes fun of herself and everybody else.
Mm-hmm. I did rewatch that one episode where they're in the back and Kenya Michaels had just fucked up Beyonce. And Sharon was like, I don't know what the hell you just said. She just started laughing. And I felt bad because Kenya Michaels just started crying.
Aww.
And that was kind of my... But the way she came back, you know, she was like, you know, I'm a monster, but, you know, I'm going to give you a hug anyway because I can be a bitch, but it's all out of love. We're family.
Roger said the same thing last season.
Yeah, so... I think Sharon, as far as I'm concerned, I think she should win.
Yes.
But
she has a soul.
Well, because they keep talking about who is going to be what face is the future of drag.
Right.
And Sharon is the next step. It's like you're taking something that's already different and making it more different.
When we saw that with Raja too. Her drag was very different from anything I've seen.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Oh, what do you mean? Her voice.
Her voice. Oh.
Commercial!
Is it time?
AfterBuzz TV. Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
You're always on
the Okay, so we're back.
Hey now.
Hey now. You're an all-star.
To our viewers, thank you for tuning in. If you're watching us tomorrow on iTunes, we apologize. We're kind of jumping around right now.
It's only because the episode itself, I feel, lack direction.
Yeah.
And so I feel we are mirroring the lack of direction.
Exactly. So let's touch base real quick on the director who I thought was freaking hilarious.
I loved him.
His name was Matthew Anderson.
And that weird dog.
I thought he was hilarious.
So funny.
Animal, right?
And they were choreographed by Candace Kane.
Hey.
Which...
Why did the director have an angry Ewok at his desk?
So
and
funny.
And a beard that could... hide a family.
Why did the director all of a sudden from last year to this year acquire some kind of accent?
Yes!
Did it change?
That too.
Was it the same?
Yes!
Because he went to England like Madonna and now she speaks with the British
and
accent.
He had his dog stuffed. Anyway, so Candace Kane, choreographer, originally born Brendan McDaniels.
Nice.
Born in Maui, in Hawaii, born in 1971. She's a fraternal twin. But interesting enough, I thought she was post-op, but there's nothing definitive online about her having the surgery or not. There are, I found three blogs that state that they all personally know her, and she has not had the surgery, and her boyfriend of 6 years, and he's fine with it, and he has his daughter, and they live here in Los Angeles. He's a DJ. But she does fairly well. She moved from Hawaii to New York.
I thought it was a real lady until
I thought it was a real lady until Courtney asked me before we did the game.
I think he was a real lady.
So obviously,
Natalie pointed out she had no Adam's apple, and so that's we were like.
Well, no and the reason why and I text Cameron right before we went on for the game because I figured he'd know better.
I thought I knew, but so. No, there's nothing definitive. And you know, she says that. For her, that's not the important part of her life. Everybody wants to know, and I think it's part of staying relevant because, you know, if you tell an answer, people move on. She does do a lot of nonprofit assistance, too, as well. Mm-hmm. But she started her transition as far as hormones and all that kind of therapy in 1996.
Wow.
As far as, you know, Adam's apple, I know I've heard of people having their Adam's apple shaved down.
Removed?
Can it has you remove to hurt. It?
Mm-mm. I don't know about removing, but you can shave it down. It's cartilage, right? She's fierce and all that, but sometimes you can tell.
I don't think but the choreography.
The choreography, thank you. Fierce as what?
Well, here's the thing, is the choreography for anybody who's ever danced and done choreography was completely minimal, which I understand because this is not RuPaul's Dance Race.
This ain't RuPaul's
Best Friend Race.
You gotta do the head toss.
She was on the show for what, like two episodes? And
that's the only thing I remember.
That is going to stick forever.
Oh God.
But even when they edited the Glamazon
video
at the end, you don't even see the choreography.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah,
it's like you see people walking for like 2 seconds, and they're split up. They're split up in the final video. They're not even, for the most part, like making movements next to each other.
Well, they're stomping on people.
Yeah. Right. And then there's all the CGI in the background. You wouldn't know the difference.
Well, obviously it was for writing. I mean, did she really need to get a tranny choreographer?
No.
It was for the show.
Well, that's just, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, yeah, nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, but...
Is she actually a choreographer?
For trying,
I would assume, general.
I don't know if she's taught in any school.
If you know whether or not she's a choreographer,
let us know.
We're coming on.
Candace Kane, she's sick. I mean, if amongst the drag, like I said, there's drag pageants. She was a winner of Miss Continental, which is a big, huge drag pageant contest nationally. She won that, I think, in 2001. Maybe I could be totally wrong, but that's another thing that lends me to say that she didn't have the surgery because. For most drag pageants, you can't be post-op.
Right.
A lot of them do Operation After winning because they get the money. But
wasn't there a contestant on this show a couple of seasons ago that was post or about to be post-op?
Pre-op, I think.
And she did the Lady Gaga. I mean, I don't know if it was this or last season or 2 seasons ago. But she got kicked off early and there was speculation because she came on the reunion show and confessed that she was... post off. But anyway, yeah. What else did we miss?
Well, the clip show. Did anybody, I mean, the clip show, the thing, I just feel like the clip show could have been, you know, aired right after this show almost.
What's the clip show? I'm sorry.
The last,
clip show
last was week's episode.
Last week's episode that we couldn't even screen because it was just a bunch of clips.
Right.
And I feel like instead of having that as a slot in its own, and this all has to do with programming logo. It already has a problem with it. It's like you could lead this into this show or do it after as kind of like a, hey, look where they've come to now. Instead of like, I mean, I screened it before coming over here because I didn't want to just watch it by itself.
Right.
Because it just seemed to me like...
Well, I think the whole purpose of doing it the way they did it was to not throw you off, to hint that something might... This was supposed to be a surprise. The whole, we're not going to announce a winner tonight, we're going to do it in the reunion, was the whole big surprise.
I feel like a lot of things about this season have been like RuPaul's blue balls race because... we had like
I'm sorry, I got that.
We had like Willem randomly getting kicked off, and then Latrice, that was a shocking exit, and now it's like you wonder what Willem did, and now you're gonna wonder who's the next drag superstar. It's a lot of
they want admit the reunion it, to get ratings.
Exactly. Yes. And admit it, the last two reunions or the reunion shows have sucked. There was nothing there, nothing happened.
Well, let's be smart. RuPaul smart. Wants it's to smart. Cement her place in Logo's lineup.
Right.
No, it's smart. It's so smart.
So this but is gonna still... change this is gonna change it up. I'm trying to go back and think of anything that stood out from last week's episode that
Let's move on.
What stood out to me in last week's episode was I was reminded of some people that actually were on the show still that had been on the show, because you completely forget about them when you get wrapped up once you get down to the final like group of people. Mm-hmm. But Fifi, in her video, she was like, I just want to be sisters and friends with everyone. That is what got to me when it stood out, because I was like, she is making it seem like she wants to be everybody's BFF, and that is not the case.
We know that.
I know, but I was just irritated by it. I was like, why is that in your audition?
You don't like Fifi, do you?
No, I love Fifi. Oh, just kidding.
Okay. Anything else? Did we cover everything?
I also liked in the clip show, the sop up on a biscuit conversation.
It made me so hungry.
I wanted Latrice calls everybody too Anglo-Saxon because they don't know what a sop
I didn't know why they didn't get it, but hey, whatever. Yeah. I was like, girl.
Okay, that's it.
Country, get out. I wanted to talk about, because we did A-List.
Yes.
We did A-List, and Rodney and Rykin are on couples therapy.
Right.
That's
who that is.
I just so happened to catch an episode of Couples Therapy.
I did. I can't wait.
Not that I'm plugging that.
Now, here's my question, because I actually have not seen them on Couples Therapy. Are they on as a couple?
Rodney had no lines in this episode. What it was it was a bullying episode, and the entire group was there, and they had Jonah Mowry. If you didn't know about Jonah Mowry, he was the one who had the YouTube video where he is no talking. It's just him and his, what do you call it, index cards, and how about he was bullied and fagging and all that kind of stuff. And I want to apologize because me and Jesse did not believe that whole little thing. And I'm not saying that it's always true, but so they came on and the mom was there, and the mom introduced him and how he's doing a lot better. But it was interesting how the
what network is Couples Therapy? Is that VH1?
VH1, yeah.
It was a little weird. But
VH1 has a lot of weird couple-y therapy shows.
I mean, didn't get the premise, but. So they all give him a hug and, you know, be supportive. And the mom cried because she got a lot of flack after his whole YouTube thing.
Why did she get flack for it?
As his parent.
As a parent?
As his parent.
Kind of maybe she comes off as, like, neglecting or not.
Always. I mean, it's up. Oh, Lord.
It's very sad. And I remember seeing it the first time and I was bawling.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people ripped and said that it was all for YouTube. It was all, like, for show.
For show.
You know, and that's why I fell into that grouping.
Well, I guess we're moving into a special topic.
Why not?
Because my thing is,
Courtney,
a lot of
I was confused as hell. Like, is he going to make this main sum for RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, no, because there are a lot of things that are on YouTube that you wonder the authenticity.
Yes.
And you wonder how genuine it is.
Right.
Agreed. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's the whole question behind reality TV. You wonder how authentic certain performances certain people are on certain shows, and then you wonder if their personalities transcend into real life. And
okay, we'll tie this back into that's a good point and tie this back into the whole Willem and Fifi thing. okay, that episode when Willem got kicked off for being breaking the rules. Okay, and she mentioned when she was here that she'd been breaking rules since day one.
Everybody knew about it.
And everyone knew about it.
Co-conspirators.
And so, thieving. And this, and I think this goes to the whole reality TV that, okay, why they picked the perfect episode, because obviously you have two of the three top finalists going head to head in a lip sync for your life in that particular episode, and now we're bringing Willem up to eliminate her. Do you see where I'm going with this? You know how, like, we all know that reality TV is contrived.
Well, I mean, it's contrived in the sense that contrived in the sense that you, especially in like a competition show, you are going to get tons of submissions, and you're picking out the right people to put in the right scenarios, and how they act is up to them, you know? And I think that then you put them in certain situations, whereas I think that a lot of times they're, you know, instead of what we see them, like, assigning, you know, the person who wins the first
mini challenge
will assign something. I really think it's the producers being like, okay, this is going to cause the most controversy, so put this person with this thing.
Right.
Oh, I definitely agree
with that. Well, we saw that with the dads. I mean, that whole... They lined the dads up. They gave the black guy to Latrice. They gave the Latin guy to Kenya Michaels. I just thought that was all, like...
Yeah.
They specifically brought one of each for, you know...
Yes.
And it was just like, yeah. It's contrived.
But then it's hard. So then your level of believability as far as knowing things like that, your level of believability goes into like watching YouTube videos or watching this or that. You wonder how much of what is real or not.
Right. I have a question for you guys. What do you guys think of the rehearsal of the lip sync for your life?
I wonder how much time they get to.
I think they're I think they're told long ahead of time, so they all prepare.
Well, you've got to prepare for that.
How different would it be if you just randomly picked a song and you had two people lip sync?
What if they don't?
Well,
know
I think per episode they say heads up for if you get picked, this is the song you sing. Yeah. So I assume they only get like a 1 or 2 days per song.
I believe they're given a whole week. It's basically between challenges, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I mean, here's the thing: I don't like people doing karaoke when they don't know the song. So I don't think I would like watching RuPaul's Drag Race with two fish out of water people trying to lip sync. I would be like,
there's certain songs that everyone knows.
For me, it'd be funny. It's like, bitch, get off the stage. Yeah. Go
I'm sure they know all of RuPaul's song. I'm sure that's played.
Or like Vogue. They did that 1 week.
Well, Kenya didn't know anything.
Well, I think part of it for RuPaul's Drag Race, though, is promoting certain songs that may or may not be popular.
I think it's like promoting her entire brand.
Some of it corresponds to who's the judge, some of it corresponds to what the theme of the episode is, and I think that if it was just popular music, or if it was, I mean, it gives everybody an equal chance to be prepared for that song, because what if you're, like, a person from Area A that's never heard that song, and because you didn't live in a certain place or time or whatever? Like, Kenya Michaels is not going to know all those songs. That's not fair.
Well, she shouldn't be on the contest. Anyway.
Don't fuck it up.
Tell us your thoughts. Call us 424-256-1729. And now we are going to wrap things up, and we're going to go into our predictions. It's not the finale. Well, because this was supposed to be the finale.
Yeah, this was the finale.
Yeah. So, what do you guys? All right, who's gonna win?
Sharon. If she doesn't, it's gonna be a riot.
You think so?
I think I wish Chad would win, because Chad is like my personal like favorite. Right. But I think Sharon's gonna win because she is the future of drag.
Natalie.
I think Sharon.
Cameron.
As long as it ain't Fifi.
Yeah, right.
And I'm going to stick to it. Fifi is going to win.
Oh, you cannot let Fifi win.
I'm not saying that I like her, but I think that she is probably...
But according to, like, Top Model run, like, America's... All those right. competition show rules, I can see that.
Yeah, she's going to win. All right, that is all. We will be here next week. We're going to hopefully get Jesse and Mikey back to have a reunion of sorts of our own. And that is it. Thank you for watching. iTunes, don't forget. YouTube.
Rate and comment. iTunes.
Go to
subscribe.
AfterBuzz TV for Amazon.
AfterBuzzTV.com. Amazon banner on top. Hit it.
And we're done.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.